Ocean animals A to Z. A is for angelfish. Angelfish swim in pairs. Can you trace the letter A with two fingers? B is for beluga whale. A beluga whale can swim backward. Can you trace the letter B forward, then backward? C is for coral. Corals are made up of many tiny polyps. They look like plants, but they are animals. Can you touch each polyp as you trace the letter C? D is for dolphin. Dolphins communicate by clicking. Can you make the D sound over and over while you trace the letter D? E is for eel. Eels hide under rocks like snakes, but they are actually fish. Can you trace the letter E and then hide your finger under your leg? F is for fugu. Fugu can fill up with water and air. This makes them very big. Can you trace the letter F with your fist? G is for goose. A goose flies and then floats on the ocean waves. Can you trace the letter G without touching the page? Fly just above it and then land at the end. H is for humpback whale. A humpback whale slaps his flippers and jumps above the water. Can you jump your finger from the top to the bottom of the H? I is for isopod. An isopod crawls along the bottom of the ocean and looks like a bug, but it is a crustacean and can grow up to 2 feet long. Can you crawl your fingers up and down the letter I? J is for jellyfish. Jellyfish tentacles are very dangerous. They sting. Can you trace the tentacles on the letter J? K is for krill. A krill has a tiny exoskeleton and many little legs. Can you use your pinky finger to trace the letter K? L is for lionfish. A lionfish has long spines that carry poison. How quickly can you trace the letter L and escape a dangerous sting? M is for manatee. Manatees are very friendly and very, very slow. How slowly can you trace the letter M? N is for narwhal. A narwhal has a tusk that is actually one long tooth. Can you trace the letter N with your fingernail? O is for octopus. An octopus has 8 arms, 3 hearts, and 1 big brain. Can you trace the letter O with your elbow, then draw it really big in the air with your arms? P is for python. A python can live on land or in the sea, but if it slithers underwater, it must hold its breath. Can you hold your breath while you trace the letter P? Q is for Queensland grouper. The Queensland grouper lives in shallow coral reefs. It will attack you if you get too close. How carefully can you trace the letter Q? Don't disturb the Queensland grouper. R is for red warata anemone. The red warata anemone waves its red tentacles in the water. Can you wiggle your fingers on one hand like tentacles while you trace the letter R with a finger on your other hand? S is for sea star. If a sea star is in danger, it will lose an arm. But don't worry, a new one will grow in its place. Can you trace the letter S with your thumb and then make your thumb disappear? T is for turtle. A turtle living in the ocean has flippers instead of feet. Can you use your toe to trace the letter T? U is for unicorn fish. The unicorn fish has a bony horn on its forehead. Can you trace the letter U with your nose? V is for volcano sponge. Volcano sponges suck in water and blow it out through their holes. Can you trace the letter V while blowing air on it? W is for walrus. Walruses have long tusks and a mustache. They snort at their friends. Can you make a snorting sound while you trace the letter W? X is for Xiphosaura. Xiphosaura is the Latin name for the order that horseshoe crabs belong to. Horseshoe crabs are related to spiders. Can you trace the letter X 8 times? Y is for yellow tang. The yellow tang shakes its sharp spine to scare off other fish. Can you shake your body while you trace the letter Y? Z is for zooplankton. Zooplankton are tiny animals that drift near the surface of the sea. Can you raise the book and trace the letter Z above your head?